There's no special handshake, no code word. But for one secret group on the University of Washington campus, identification papers are a common denominator, or rather, a lack of papers. The UW's Purple Group is for students who came to the country illegally. They're often called dreamers. This type of student group has become more common on college campuses in the past decade. And as KUW's Liz Jones reports, some groups remain more hidden than others.
So end of the quarter?
Members of Purple Group hear about meetings through word of mouth or a private Facebook group. On this day, about 25 students show up.
Who hasn't registered? Who, you?
A UW freshman, who goes by the nickname Grace, stands at the whiteboard making notes.
Transportation and lunch.
This group gives undocumented students a safe place to meet. They swap tips about scholarships, networking, and how to navigate the maze of college administration when you don't have the same status as others. But it also goes much deeper than paperwork and logistics. Marta Flores started coming to this group 8 years ago when it began. She's now back for grad school. She says this group gave her a connection she never found anywhere else on campus.
Not even if I joined feminist groups or other people of color groups, it was not the same. I could never feel comfortable enough to disclose my situation and what I had to get through every quarter just to make ends meet and to pay for tuition.
Around the room, newer members of the group agree with her.
We just know. We know what we're going through. We don't have to say anything.
Yeah, it's like as soon as you get in here and, you know, like everyone's undocumented, it's just like you're just like, all right, cool. That's my bro right there. You guys are my sisters now.
These students and the group leader, Grace, ask their real names not be used due to their legal status. For undocumented students, high school dropout rates are high. Only a small percentage make it to college. Many are poor and struggle to keep up with tuition and graduate on time. Grace, who's running the group, knows college can be a daunting prospect.
When I got accepted to UW, my mom told me that it wasn't worth it because there's no support for undocumented students. So
she started asking around. Even before Grace enrolled at UW, she sent an email blast to dozens of teachers and staff asking about support.
It's like, okay, hi, I'm an undocumented high school student. I got accepted to UW. I need help. What kind of help do you guys have? What can I do?
She even tried the UW president. Grace found some allies and resources. Then, once on campus, she wanted more. An advisor told her about Purple Group. It had started in 2008, then disbanded a few years ago as students moved on. Grace made it her mission this year to revive it.
It's great to hear that some of the kind of original members of the group are still around.
That's Roberto Gonzalez. He's now at Harvard, but years ago, when he was teaching at UW, students approached him with the idea for Purple Group, so he signed on as faculty advisor. Gonzalez specializes in issues of undocumented youth. His work and other studies highlight the stress undocumented youth can face and how it shows up in their lives.
Chronic headaches, toothaches, ulcers, trouble sleeping, eating problems, thoughts of suicide, attempted suicides.
Support groups like Purple can give students a place to come out of hiding, let down their guard, and find ways to cope. In the past decade, Gonzalez has seen an explosion of more visible campus groups for undocumented students or dreamers. He says most are focused around advocacy or in places with a longer history of immigrant rights, like in California or Texas. And students in those states tend to be more open about their legal status. But for the students in Washington who started Purple Group, secrecy was non-negotiable.
They were really adamantly against being an official group. They were against having a name that identified them as being a Latino group, as being an immigrant student group, and of being undocumented.
Since then, public support has increased for immigration reform and for undocumented youth in particular. The feds now offer temporary legal status for youth, called DACA, and this year, Washington became the fourth state where undocumented students qualify for taxpayer-funded college aid. Despite all that, Purple Group members still want secrecy. Their families still risk deportation, the stakes are just too high.
Starts if our presentation is like a 11.
I.
Back at the meeting, Grace wraps up with a bit of reflection about the group.
You know, we're offering each other insight and we're all like being each other's guides. And I like that. I like that humanity in us.
Students around the table are in pre-med, engineering, and lots of double majors. They're ambitious, but here, at least, not competitive.
Bye, Carlos.
I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.